Combining Planck and SPT cluster catalogs, cosmological analysis and impact on Planck scaling relation calibration, by L. Salvesh et al. We provide the first combined cosmological analysis of South Pole Telescope, SPT, and Planck cluster catalogs. The aim is to provide an independent calibration for Planck scaling relations, exploiting the cosmological constraining power of the SPT-SZ cluster catalog and its dedicated weak lensing, WL, and X-ray follow-up observations. We build a new version of the Planck cluster likelihood. In the new scenario, focusing on the mass slope and mass bias of Planck scaling relations, we find alpha SZ equals 1.49 minus 0.10 carat plus 0.07 n, 1b, SZ equals 0.69 minus 0.14 carat plus 0.07 respectively. The results for the mass slope show are approximately 4 sigma departure from the self-similar evolution, alpha SZ approximately 1.8. This shift is mainly driven by the matter density value preferred by SPT data, omega m equals 0.30 plus or minus 0.03, lower than the one obtained by Planck data alone, omega m equals 0.37 minus 0.06 carat plus 0.02. The mass bias constraints are consistent both with outcomes of hydrodynamical simulations and external WL calibrations, 1b, approximately 0.8, and with results required by the Planck Cosmic Microwave Background Cosmology, 1b, approximately 0.6. From this analysis, we obtain a new catalogue of Planck cluster masses M500. We estimate the relation between the published Planck-derived MSZ masses and our derived masses as a measured mass bias. We analyze the mass, redshift and detection noise dependence of this quantity, finding an increasing trend towards high redshift and low mass. These results mimic the effect of departure from self-similarity in cluster evolution, showing different dependencies for the low mass-high mass, low Z-high Z regimes. This was combining Planck and SPT cluster catalogs, cosmological analysis and impact on Planck scaling relation calibration, by L. Salvesh et al.